Today we're going to talk about the inner critic. Who is this mean voice inside our thoughts that tries to torment us and goes undiscovered for a long, long, long periods of time? If we don't pay attention to what's going on inside our heads, it will sabotage us in a lot of ways. Now, God is a good GPS. God works all things together for our good. So there is lots of promises. We don't have to like fix ourselves in order to get to where we need to go. But we do need to be aware of the schemes of the enemy. So the Bible says that we have a father of lies. That's what the Bible calls the enemy of our soul. It's listed as the father of lies. That's so interesting to me. God is our father, who is a good and perfect father. And then the one who hates us is the father of lies. So what is that telling us? That's telling us that what truly destroys us are lies. We are lied to by the enemy. And this can help us destroy ourselves. I know it sounds intense, but it's just true. And it's best to know. Now, there is another part of the inner critic. So the father of lies is one part of the inner critic, but there's another part of the inner critic. This is called our own ouchies, okay? I call it ouchies to keep it light, but it's our own pain. It's our own unresolved pain. We all have it. Every single person has it. And if it's unresolved, it will team up with the enemy. I know it sounds quite intense, but it will. It'll team up with the enemy and it'll really work to like just throw you off course, you know, just bring all the negative feelings into your life. Like it just doesn't help you, okay? It just does not help you. So how do we overcome this inner critic? Well, there's a lot of ways, and I have a course called Crushing the Inner Critic Masterclass, which is, I think, 5 or 6 sessions where I go through this in tons of detail, and I teach you how to take the fear that you discover to God, who is love, because the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear, and God is love, and fear is the language of the enemy. So if you want to go deeper in this, I would suggest grabbing that class off of my website. I think it's $147, so that's a good deal. And I think you're going to get a lot of help from that. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but I want to just give you, you know, a synopsis here on the podcast as well, in case you're like, Lindsay, just give me a little overview. I'll work it out on my own. Hey, you do you, you know, I'm all for that. So the inner critic, just to revisit, the inner critic is usually a collaboration of the father of lies who's lying to us and our own ouchies, our own unresolved pain. Okay, they team up and they just cause problems. They cause self-sabotage in certain areas of our life. Now, you may be rocking it in one area, right? This is kind of how I began. As I started to see, there was a major disconnection in myself because I, at work, was so confident, like not an insecurity in the world when it came to my work and what I did. But then when it came to relationships, romantic relationships, you would have thought I was like in remedial class. Now, look, I'm not making fun. Honestly, actually, I was in some remedial classes back in elementary school. So I'm so not making fun, but I'm just being honest with you, okay? Like, I was so, like, inept. Like, I just was, like, a completely different person in relationships or on dates with men. I went on tons of dates. Like, I mean, I think back and I'm like, Lindsay, some girls would have loved to have had a bazillion dates like you did, but I was just so messed up and broken. Like, I just couldn't even see like an ounce of my self-worth or value. I mean, it is so sad. It's why I'm so passionate about teaching people about their worth and value, because I'm like, don't waste time like I did. And it's also why I've delved into, is that a word, delved into? I've delved into, you know, the interior life, the internal world, because that was my problem. Everything on the outside was kind of almost perfect. I had a great job. I had amazing friends. Like, you know, I was a pretty girl. Like, there was no problems on the outside, but on the inside, y'all, my soul was being eaten alive. But I didn't know, because it will do that without you knowing. That's why I did a whole season of the podcast called An Exposé on the Inner Critic, because most of us don't know that there's an inner critic in there causing problems. So we don't know. And then it just causes problems. And for a long time, until you finally run into yourself, usually through like an issue that isn't pleasant. And then you've got to kind of like backtrack and learn. And it's just like not real fun. You know what I mean? Jelly beans. So that's why I love to talk about this stuff, because I want to, I don't know, God just has walked me through it. And I don't know, I'm just one of those people that wants to turn around and help other people like up the mountain, you know, like, let's go. So that's why I do this. But, you know, the inner critic needs to be exposed in your life. Like, you need to think about what you're thinking about. And sometimes you need to slow down to listen to your thoughts. Now, I get it. I used to be the girl that couldn't be in a room without a TV on. You know, like, I hated being alone, like all these things. But like, if you hate being alone with yourself, like, that's something to pay attention to. Because why? Why don't you just like yourself? You know, why don't you enjoy your own company? I'm not saying we're supposed to like live our lives alone. We're not. You know, but if you can't stand being alone, I think that could be exposing a problem. Is it because you don't want to listen to what goes on in your mind because you're scared of things in your soul? Because that was my problem. It was my problem, y'all. And God is kind. He's so kind to just give us time. He's very patient. He's very long suffering with us, you know. He will be with us while we kind of suffer. I know that's intense, but I think sometimes this is very internal suffering going on with a lot of us. And on the outside, we're like happy clappy, you know what I mean? And I get it, because I don't want to be like just a a self-pity like poo-poo bear, you know, just like walking around making everyone sad. But, you know, so I think that that's healthy to, you know, kind of compartmentalize in some areas, but I'm just saying there's a way to freedom that's way better. You know, there's just a way to freedom that's way better. There's a way to reconnect with yourself through the Lord. Obviously, He created you. So if you're going to reconnect yourself, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it without the Lord. He has to be part of the process. And He wants to be, because He wants you to be free. He wants you to be exactly who He created you to be. But the truth is, we're just not there yet, you know? And that's okay. Like, He's so into the journey. He loves a good process, you know? But, you know, one thing I just want to encourage you to do is to just lay down on the floor and close your eyes and spend like 2 minutes in silence. It's going to be really hard at first if you've never done this, but it's like anything, you know, everything starts out kind of hard and then it gets easier. But if you want to go on this journey, look, I know some of you might be listening to this like, no way, Lens, I don't want to do that. You know, that is a-okay. Like, you don't have to. I'm talking to the people who want to go on this voyage to the unknown. Can you guys believe I've never seen Star Wars? I know. Who am I? Lindsay, get with the program. Seriously. But I do think of our internal world and our interior life as like a voyage into the unknown. And I think I need to watch Star Wars, because then I probably am going to make a lot of parallels, you know, because I really see it that way. It's like a voyage. It's like an adventure. But guess what? You have the best guide ever. You have the one who lives inside of you. He knows the territory so well because he's been in there ever since you said yes to letting him in, you know. So it's like you're not alone in there. And I'm not saying, I mean, I know there's an unhealthy ditch we can fall into, right? Always. We can fall into the ditch of like we can fall into the ditch of, you know, looking around in your soul for all your problems. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just inviting the Lord in, like letting your own thoughts surface and like dealing with the ones that come up, you know? So I'm not saying like dig around in your soul, find all your problems. I mean, honestly, I tried that. It was like a total nightmare. So we're not doing that. But, you know, in anything, in any kind of healing, like there's just ditches on both sides, you know? The ditch on the other side is just to like ignore it. And the unfortunate thing about that is it's going to kind of possibly like torment you until you deal with it. So now look, God has ways of delivering and healing people in a million different ways. So I'm not saying my way is the only way, but I'm saying if this is resonating with you, if you feel the Holy Spirit kind of nudging you like, hey, maybe try this. I'm saying there's so much freedom on the other side. It's insane. You might have to voyage in for a minute to the unknown, and you might have to see some things that you're like, that was a little bit unpleasant. But the thing is the Lord is with you and he's already in there and he already knows what's going on. And he honestly wants you so free because freedom is so much more fun. You know what I mean? He loves to have fun. So that's what I have for today. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope that you do try this. Just lay silent for 2 minutes. Close your eyes. Whatever comes up in your mind, just say, Jesus, what do you want me to do with this? And just listen, listen. Listen for what he says. Listen for what thought comes to your mind. And, you know, he's going to show you. He's going to show you. Some of us might need therapy. I'm starting therapy again next week. I'm so pumped. You know, love it. Some of us might need some inner healing. Some of y'all might need to take my course, honestly. I talked about it at the beginning, but I have an 8-week live. I'm going to be doing it live training called the Letting Love In Accelerator, featuring the scripting method. This is like stuff I've been working on for 10 years. It is going to bring you so much wisdom to your inner life. It's going to make you feel loved and cherished by God. It's going to shock you. It's going to make your little face blush because of how much the Lord loves you. And when you get the Lord's love in your life, the fear can't stay any longer. The anxiety can't stay. The worry can't stay. Those things that we just think are normal in our life, they're actually tormenting us. I don't know if you guys have heard me talk about the word worry and what it really means. It really means to strangle, to tear at the throat, to torment. That's what the word worry actually really means. Where do we think worry comes from? Worry comes from fear. Where do we think fear comes from? The enemy. Unless it's the fear of God, like the awe and wonder of God, fear is the enemy, okay? So anytime you are afraid of something, you worry about something, or you have anxiety around something, it's rooted in fear, and fear is the opposite of love, and God is love, and fear is the enemy. So I'm just saying that when we can recognize what we actually fear, we're going to be able to walk through life a lot lighter, okay? That's all I'm saying. Like, it's your choice, though. Some people just don't want to deal with this stuff, and that's totally fine. There's things I don't want to deal with, you know what I mean? So no shame or blame, but if you're like, no, Lynn, like, I'm tired of being held back. I'm tired of sabotaging areas of my life. I'm tired of, like, being mad at God for things that possibly are kind of me holding myself back. Like, if you're kind of tired of that, let me tell you, I get it, you know? And that's what I'm here to help you do. That's what we're going to be working on in this live training coming up. So, you know, if that's you, like, let's go. If you're like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm chilling, you know? Like, it's cool. I get it. Like, there's no shame in that. We all get to choose our own adventure in this life, right? So I bless you guys. I'm going to pray for us, myself included. Lord, thank you for leading and guiding us all. Thank you for giving us wisdom on our next steps. Thank you for giving us wisdom on our paths. Lord, we
want to follow your path for us. We don't always know what that is, but we know you have all the wisdom. So we ask you for your wisdom, God. We know that you love us most and we want to connect with that love, like to live there, Lord, because living in fear is just a painful existence. I did it for many years, God. So I pray you just continue to free us, Lord, in whatever ways you want. Lead us and guide us to the kind of help we need, God. Help us be humble and realize like we need help. And help us not be scared to invest and get help, God. Help us to know that we are good soil to sow into, Lord. And thank you for wanting to help us heal into the people that you created us to be, God, because you have beautiful things for all of us to do and enjoy in life. So we bless you, Jesus, and we thank you for helping us. It's in your name I pray. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Love you so much. Would love for you to check out the show notes. It's got all the latest and greatest when it comes to what we're doing over here. So check it out and we will talk to you next time. Love, much love, always so much love.